Organizations gathered at the Monroe County Courthouse yesterday in a show of solidarity for the victims of Saturday's terrorist attack on counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. White supremacists gathered in the historic college town to protest the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, calling their event the Unite the Right Free Speech Rally. After repeated clashes with counter-protesters, an alleged white supremacist drove his car through crowds, killing one and injuring dozens. In Bloomington, 500 people gathered at the Monroe County Courthouse to express solidarity with counter-protesters and to hold a vigil for the 32-year-old killed during the terrorist attack. Kathy Crabtree from the National Organization for Women, Monroe County, spoke at yesterday's rally.
It was a wonderful event. It was very well attended and very positively received, which made me feel really good about Bloomington. But as many or a few of the speakers pointed out, even within Bloomington, we have a ways to go. There is still more of a, not an overt racism, but there's still an underlying racism that we all need to be vigilant about addressing every day in our own lives with our neighbors and friends.
Crabtree says that people of color should not be victimized and people should unite in support for them.
We were all just really sad and glad that we had the community and were able to come together. I think that's probably what I heard most from people, that we were glad we had this community where we could, you know, gather and support each other. And more importantly, support people of color and those who are being victimized by the racists.
Jim Sims, president of the Monroe County chapter of the NAACP, said that the hate rhetoric used by so-called alt-right groups has become more acceptable these days due to apathy from political authorities.
It's a result, basically, of many of the hate groups, or several of the hate groups, that have now brought their agenda to the forefront and in a more of a covert fashion, as opposed to being overt and, you know, in the past. I also think part of that has been brought about, or they feel like it's more acceptable to do so with a lot of the rhetoric that happened during the last presidential campaign.
Mandy Yates from the Leadership Council at the National Organization for Women, Monroe County, says that one of the rally speakers, Jennifer Crossley, was a victim of racism in Bloomington.
Actually, Jennifer Crossley was verbally attacked and called the N-word the day after Donald Trump got elected, and that did happen here in Bloomington.
Few people who attended the rally were themselves victims of racial slurs on Sunday night.
I think that the biggest thing that we can do is to actually acknowledge that racism does exist in our country and that we need to educate people. We need to find a way to get people who either are outrightly racist or say they're not, but then have racist viewpoints, to get them to understand that it's not acceptable and that there is a better way to be and to be kind to each other.
Signs displayed at the rally bore the quote posted on Facebook by the Charlottesville victim Hire. It read, "If you are not outraged, you're not paying attention."